When you're riding in a Chevy and you feel something heavy, diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
Diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
When you're climbing up a ladder and you feel something splatter, diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
Diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
When you're climbing up a wall and you feel something fall, diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
Diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha. Sliding down the home.
I don't know.
Oh, when you're sliding down the home and you feel something foam. Diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha. Diarrhea foams?
No.
What is it? Rabies diarrhea?
Down, you're sliding down the home and you feel something foam.
Oh.
Diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
Watch this.
Rip the eye. The Joker and the devil. Lowering several. I'm lowering my level. Ripped in half. The Joker and the devil. Head in there. I'm running from the law. Breaking the law. I'm running from the law. Breaking the law. I'm running from the
law. Get this guy a sippy cup.
I know. Tell you taste it.
It sounded very refreshing.
Yeah. Doesn't it?
It was almost like a new 7-Up commercial.
Stir.
He's
smell.
Not rapping. Oh, no, that's Sprite. Yeah. That's Sprite. Never mind.
No, that's 7-Up.
Drop it like it's hot.
I've never seen rappers on 7-Up commercials. Sprite commercials have
no,
rappers.
They have that new 7-Up one where it's like, I don't know who the fuck the
I've
guy
seen
7-Up
yours.
Yeah.
No. That was retarded. That was a dumb fucking campaign.
What?
The 7-Up yours campaign?
That guy was so popular.
Oh, yeah?
7-Up yours. Yeah.
That's stupid.
I had that
they
shirt.
Should bring back Spot.
I mean, that shirt.
Cool Spot, yeah.
Should bring back Cool Spot. That'd be a good vintage shirt to find.
The dog?
Cool Spot. The fucking 7-Up mascot. They had a video game from him.
Didn't,
it was a Nintendo
the,
game.
Wasn't a
they
can,
had it for Nintendo.
Wasn't a can of 7-Up?
Sega and Super.
Was Sega and Super?
Yeah, they came out with two.
Wasn't it a can of 7-Up? What you call it? I don't know. We talked about this before.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, because no. We talked about video games that had... The characters.
Like the
oh, yeah.
Like the Domino's one.
Domino-noid. Fucking the Chester Cheetah video games.
That's a Chester Cheetah video game?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
Sega and Super.
Don't remember
they
that.
They had like two or three of those.
What?
I don't remember that.
It's for every online website.
Yeah, Chester Cheetah.
It's for every
Chester
online
Cheeto.
Website. You punch the Cheeto, win a prize, and then fucking... I see those ads everywhere. You're right.
I think my favorite one was a scrolling George W. Bush going back and forth, and he had punching gloves, and he had to give Bush a black eye. Like give
you
him,
know, you hit it every time.
Yeah.
And then go to that. This site.
I know that. But it's still funny. Give the president a black eye and win something.
You win nothing.
I know, but it was still funny.
Can't you choose them for that? Because someone has to win. I mean, just to get way to people that click their fucking banner, but somebody is supposed to win. You can't promise that and not do it.
Society wins.
Well, no, because you'd still win the prize. You just have to, you know.
Jump through hoops. But if you jumped all the hoops,
mm-hmm.
Who's won it?
You did for hitting the thing.
I jump. No, you're not going to receive, like, the prize in the mail or anything like that.
Yeah, you have to go through all the shit, including.
I want to see if you do.
Including signing up the silver, the gold, and the platinum offers. Some of which
oh,
may
my.
Require money.
Oh, my God, I just won a $500 gift card. Please click it.
Yeah.
I hate that shit on Facebook. You're retarded if you
don't
that.
Do it.
Huh? Not anymore.
I used to.
When I ran out of gas, I'll do it again. Someday I'll win. Please pick me.
And cross my fingers and hope.
So how was your guys' week? What did you guys do?
I don't remember.
You probably literally don't remember. So that weekend of camping just blanked out the rest of your fucking week.
I went camping.
You call that camping, really?
I went hunting.
That's a good one.
You are not
point.
Hunting.
We actually found a good starting point. Okay, you've been going camping. You would do the show last week, or according to everyone else, last week.
Yeah.
You went camping. This weekend you were camping, so we're doing the show on a Sunday again, like we used to.
Yeah, you're supposed to go hunting.
And your complaint was that you didn't bring the projector.
You had to watch, you had to watch Green Lantern on a 22-inch screen.
You like brought another TV to watch on this.
Yeah. That is correct.
You guys don't even go in tents. You're in an RV.
That is also correct. A trailer.
Trailer. You hear that? So they probably had like a gas stove too. Not even cooking by a campfire.
Actually, he corrected me on this. It's butane, right?
No.
That says butane.
No.
It's propane.
Propane.
It's propane.
Mm-hmm.
And the accessories.
And here he's talking about how, you know, fucking the food you cook while camping is the best.
Technically, it's the same shit you can make at home. It's still on a fucking stove.
It's not the same.
You're still cooking
actually,
on a stove.
Actually, yeah, I thought that too when you said that. I thought you actually used, like, you know, wood you found in the forest and shit.
Why the fuck would you use that?
That's
you're
camping.
Roughing it, you make a campfire.
We have a propane campfire.
It's like a gas fireplace. In your house.
Same concept.
Nothing feels warmer than a gas fireplace in your house.
Actually, it's a lot better. It's actually a lot better than a campfire.
While real campers were, you know, outside
campfire
roughing
smell.
It. Yeah, while real campers are outside roughing it and, you know, freezing their ass off in the cold weather, what did you guys keep the temperature at inside your RV?
They're idiots, that's why.
Yeah.
They don't know how to
You call that
it,
camping?
Like
yeah, you call that camping?
I slept
really?
In a sleeping bag.
That'd be funny, like, you're there in your RV with your TV and shit like that, and you see some guy, like, in tents, and it's like, those guys are fucking stupid. I have no idea what this is all about.
don't know how to camp.
We actually do that.
You make fun of other people?
That is actually, like,
who actually are trying
There's
to
actually people
it.
Across from us that actually use tents.
Yeah, because they're really camping.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing. They didn't go with the times.
Look at them in their shanty town.
Dude, seriously, your shit like really defeats the purpose of camping.
You throw your empty tin cans at them and just leave them there. So when they go open up, they open unzip their fucking tent the next day. They're just fucking trash. You guys left.
No, we throw away our trash. We have a trash can out there.
I mean, no, you're seriously. You may as well have just stayed home. You did the same shit you would have done at home.
Backyard camping.
No,
you could easily just be in your driveway and do the same thing you're doing.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Put some plants you got from Home Depot next to you, around you.
Oh, yeah. Find something to clear the smog out and actually grow some trees around here, then maybe we could.
Do it after a windy day.
Actually, it would have to be a rainy day, not a windy day.
Windy day clears the skies.
No,
okay.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Just blows that shit in your face.
Blows the smog in my face. I can't light the butane.
Oh, damn, the pilot light went out.
Give me your torch lighter. Here, I got to start this shit.
I can't believe you call that camping.
That's camping these days.
Is not camping.
No one camps in a tent anymore.
How the hell they don't?
People do.
Most people I know who go camping do that. You're the only one I know who goes
out. It's weird to say, like, even think, like, people are like, I'm one with nature right now.
Yeah.
When it's too cold. I'm going inside. I'm going to take a hot shower.
Yeah.
Next week, I'm going to make a spaghetti.
Dude, your whole concept of hunting, I swear.
Spaghetti and Italian sausage.
So you guys, that
bread.
Coyote you found, you're talking about.
We hate it.
You shot it? You shot it? You
My
got
brother
arrow?
Shot it, 30-06.
Yeah?
Oh, you guys actually did shoot something.
Yeah, we ate it.
What'd you do with the fur? Skin it?
Hmm?
You skin it?
No, I just cut the hind legs off and took them.
And just left it there?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you skin it? Have a nice fucking coat.
You know how hard it is to skin it?
I don't know. If you're roughing it, you'd know.
If you pull too hard on something or anything, it'll rip it.
It's a skill.
It's actually a lot more delicate than it actually sounds.
Something to learn. Make a hat like fucking Davy Crockett.
Coyote's fur is ugly.
Shove him in the ass.
I don't want that shit. And plus they have ticks too, so you gotta be careful of that.
Well, since it's dead now, you can give it a bath.
No. That won't get rid of the fucking ticks. Used to be either the burn ticks or crush them.
Yeah, tick. You know, you get tick shampoo. Flea and tick shampoo.
Yeah.
Put a flea
they're
collar
not the same
on
as
it.
The wild ticks out there. They're like this fucking
wild
big. Shampoo's not going to kill those fucking things. You have to crush them or burn them.
Do they have special pullers?
Like when
for
you
that?
Actually when you actually get
tweezers, pretty much.
They have special tweezers to get them out.
I have no idea.
When you actually get a deer, that's what our job as kids were to do: were to burn the ticks off the deer.
Come on, kids.
Yeah, you know, back when they actually really camped.
No, they're still RVs. My they're using RVs for years. I'm telling you, no one uses fucking tents.
Your grandpa taught you the bastard way of camping, I swear.
I never went hunting with my family. They're already done with that when they fucking grew up, though.
I don't know. After hearing...
They used to hunt deer.
Your Mexican family, probably the Mahalas up there.
I don't know. After hearing Eric's way of camping, I figured the only hunting he did was for a fucking satellite reception.
Don't have satellite.
Apparently you got a fucking cell phone reception.
Probably not till next year.
Because you could Facebook about what you're doing.
We'll probably have the satellite up next year.
Wow.
My brother, he's getting a satellite for the trailer.
Dude, you've been so baby when it comes to this shit. I would like to actually see you try and truly camp. I don't think you can cut it.
I'd like to see you hike. Or even walk up a hill.
Yeah, dude, I used to do it all the time, and I'm up for that. That's my kind of thing.
I like how Steve's shit was always used to.
Well, it's because I haven't had a fucking opportunity.
I used to fuck anymore. All these girls. I used to do this. I used to do that.
And shit changes when you get married.
Or obese.
What the hell was that? What the hell was that?
Sounded like a record scratch right there. It's like, oh.
Like a squirt fart. What the fuck was that?
I don't know. It was your arm against the table, I thought, but it just sounded like a record scratch right there.
No, because I put my drink down. As soon as I put my drink down, I heard it.
Maybe that slid against the table?
No.
I don't know.
Bench of the
place. Just blame the guy next to you, Eric.
What?
Yeah.
There goes again. Is it you?
How the hell am I going to do it? My hands are in my fucking
pocket.
No, because
as soon as it happened, you started laughing again, grinning like that.
I started laughing because you said there it is again.
I heard it and looked over at Eric, and I saw his hand like flipping like that and go back in his pocket. So
it's not me. It can't be me.
But I was saying, but at the same time, every time it happens, when you're taking a drink.
I'm taking a drink, so but
not that time.
I'm trying to figure out what I did.
Haunted.
Let's start the recording again. I'll probably title it that. Let's start this over again.
That'd only work.
Actually, no one would get that if we didn't
do
that.
Yeah, it'd only work if we actually kept
it. We saved all the episodes. I saved all the recordings, but
we didn't save them.
Fuck all that.
That would have been kind of funny.
No, it would have been boring. That's different. That was a squeaking sound, though. Oh, there it is.
Really? The first time it happened, I realized the first time it happened, I took a drink and I was like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I told you that second time I looked over and I saw his hand quickly go down.
The magic of Hollywood.
Wow, that didn't help at all. I still hear that in the mic. Start this over again.
I agree.
I don't know. We had something going. I forgot what we're talking about.
We're bashing on Eric and his camping.
Drugs. Oh, yeah.
His faux camping.
Yeah, I'll leave it. Okay, keep going.
What?
I might just edit that down to, like, its own separate thing.
For the record, you actually can't make fires anymore.
Yeah, you can.
You can't build... There's nowhere you in can't build San Bernardino, like, Mountains you can build a fire.
You can't have a fire pit?
No, you can't.
Nowhere, there's no special designated spots to have fires?
No, there's no spot in... There's no campsite in San Bernardino Mountains that you can actually make a fire.
Yeah. I remember we're up there...
You have to at least have a certain amount of rainfall through the year to actually be able to actually form the permit you to have a fire.
My friends go to Silverwood all the time and they got fucking campfires.
You can't have any fires.
Where's Silverwood? Where's Silverwood? Local references.
The fine to actually light a fire, because you have to have, I think it's like...
They do it. I go to Fisherman's Retreat. I've even asked them to try to do it and they're like, yeah, it's fine. Have fires.
Those aren't mountain campsites though. If you're actually in the mountain.
Silverwood's in the mountain.
I know. If you're anywhere in the San Bernardino Mountains, you can't do campfires.
I'm making do a fire.
They're fully allowed.
I was at Big Bear. They couldn't let you do that. We're fishing at Big Bear Lake.
No, if you're in private camp resort, like camps areas, then that's their thing to actually let you permit you to make fires.
A fancy camp?
Well, no. There's actually places where it's all gated off when you go camping, and you can't act, like, you're the only ones in there if you don't have a thing on your fucking... car anywhere,
it's like,
anywhere,
it's a camping gated community.
Anywhere you need a wilderness pass to go into, you can't have a fire.
Okay.
Areas where you actually need a wilderness pass to actually go camp or go into the mountains, you can't make fires at all.
Not that it'd apply to you anyways with your propane powered thermostat and fucking.
Well, that's why we take propane, because you can't make fires. It's like the fine is like ridiculous to actually have a fire.
That's just Eric's way
I'm running out of jokes. Most of the jokes I told him earlier was like earlier. I don't want to repeat myself.
You actually have to get a permit to actually have a propane fire. And the
license to have propane accessories.
Yeah. And there's not even that. Yeah, you have to have a permit to actually have that.
Yeah?
You have the permit. You can't. You have to have a permit to actually have grills too. The propane grills.
Why? What would the danger of being that?
It's the same thing. It's just...
So you can't bring a propane barbecue.
There's a lot of things out there.
So in licenses and fees, is it a lot? Like, you pay for what? Like your yearly thing to hang to be there?
Yearly, a wilderness pass yearly is $30.
Okay, so that's one.
Then and then each time you go up there, you have to buy for like the weekend, for like a 3-day pass for a fire permit. I think it's like $15 for like 3 days or something like that.
Okay, that's... And you're doing this multiple times, like, well...
Yeah, we have to buy a
You can't buy a year thing for that?
No.
Or one permit to last you, like, I want to be here a month.
No.
I'm going to live here.
I'm going to live here.
There were people who live in the forest. People still do that, right?
Yes.
Besides Bums. People who grow marijuana.
Bums.
Yeah.
Why you want to live out there or how you live out there is beyond me. Because as cold as it gets out there, it's like nearly impossible to fucking be outside.
Air couldn't last without his self-heating.
That's for those people who learn how to fucking skin a fucking coyote.
Yeah. Shit, it's like fucking... Let's see, it got to 29 degrees, I think. We're up there.
Oh, my God.
And that's colder. That's like, 29 degrees down here is not even near how cold it'd be
here.
Up there.
That's never happened here. It does not happen here.
It snowed down here before. Twice.
Yeah, I remember when it snowed.
Twice.
Yeah.
I remember going... Not hail, but snow.
Yeah, I know. I was at school.
Yeah, I did that.
The first time it actually snowed in San Bernardino, I think my sister was like six.
No, Sky.
And I was even, like, I was 20, even, I was like, like 20. I was like 2 years old when it actually first snowed in San Bernardino, and we were living on water.
That's true. Okay, yeah, that time is right because I was in elementary school. Mm-hmm. And I remember I went to school that day, and our whole field was just white.
Yeah, it's the first time it actually
even
ever
snow, like even around.
Yeah,
it's
the first time
it
actually ever snowed in San Francisco.
Our whole fucking first recess when you get to school and you have recess before school starts, that whole thing was fucking just white.
It's kind of funny how I know that. Huh?
It's old. Well, I don't know how you know that.
I know it snowed. I know it snowed like
someone told you that.
Snowed 4 or 5 years ago down here briefly. Not enough to stick or anything, but
it stuck. It stuck for, like, until I went to school, like, till second period, third period.
Yeah, I think we had first recess. By lunch, I think most of it was gone, though. But I remember seeing, like, big ass. Like,
and you argue that there's global warming. Come on.
This was 20 years ago.
No, I'm talking about the last time. I'm talking about the last time it snowed here. It was, like, 4 or 5 years ago.
My reference is one. What was the second time, then?
Second time is what Steve's talking about.
Yeah. 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah. It wasn't that. It was... I was a senior in high school.
So the freakish thing that at one time it snowed here between 16 years apart.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be snowing down here in this area, period, and it does.
I think even prior to fucking man come during the fucking industrial age. I think it probably snowed a lot more often.
I think it's even low for the snow in Yucaipa, but it does every year.
Well, again, global warming.
One global warming is real. We know that.
I don't feel very warm.
Yeah. You know, it's also autumn now, right? It's going to get colder.
I hate autumn.
Tell that to Greenland.
I hate it too.
Tell that to Greenland.
Actually, I don't mind.
California's supposed to skip the sucky seasons. What the fuck's going on?
I say, tell it to Greenland that's been getting fucking ice caps.
Yeah, it's either hot or fucking cold.
They've been getting ice caps they haven't had in over 40 years.
I don't hear about your fucking bullshit. Talking shit to fucking help you with your stupid argument. I can find more bullshit to help my stupid argument. That's not going to fucking
point is, yours is bullshit.
No, mine's real and yours is bullshit.
Like 9/11.
It'd just be a stalemate because, one, you're not going to change your mind. I don't know what could happen to even change your mind.
I went to Mark and I, and some guy was actually passing out DVDs of how 9/11 was an inside job. And he was actually announcing that.
It was an inside job. What are you talking about?
Shut up, hippie. That's so bullshit. Could you see that? Look, there's no fucking plane parts. That's a rocket. That's a rocket, man.
No, it was planes. Yeah, the point is, just like, you know, we kind of knew it was coming.
Why were there explosions?
Why did a plane come? How did this guy get his license afterwards? How did them fly a plane? Look, no one, if you're going to learn to get a plane license, no one's going to expect I'm learning to drive a plane for that sole purpose. You're just a regular guy.
Not to mention, you know, the mountains of gold and silver we had
under insane.
There, right?
That's insane. Now you can actually drive. He actually drove the plane because, you know, I expect him to fly it.
Yeah, huh? He drove it up pretty high.
Yeah. It's got wheels. You can drive that shit. Shut the fuck up. It's obvious he can't drive a plane because he crashes into a building.
But it doesn't come in reverse.
But he still got his fucking certificate in the mail about a couple months later.
Wacky terrorists.
Well, that fucking ran out of steam real fast.
Because you guys are going to hell.
Well, we figured that out. That was episode 19. We learned that already.
Yeah.
You weren't there that day as well.
I'm saved.
In fact, I think that was the name of the episode.
No, it was going to be the name of the episode. It was eventually called Catch a Brownie Basher.
Yeah, to Catch a Brownie Basher. No, but we put in the footnotes that, yeah, we're going to hell.
Yeah, I think the original title we decided, even on the show, I think I might have cut that out, but we really decided to call it that. Fuck this. Can I get a cigarette, Steve?
Yeah.
Well, this is going on.
Speaking of wacky terrorists, what's the name?
speaking of, okay. what would this
Gaddafi, be? What's his first name? Muammar? Yeah, Muammar Gaddafi.
That would be a good Halloween costume.
Yeah. That's wait, not hard. Wait, it just looks like a
the,
fucking
the living or the
ass.
Dead version?
Either one.
I haven't seen the dead version.
Zombie Muammar Gaddafi.
You want to see the dead version, go online. Dude, they have it filmed of him getting fucking killed.
Yeah, I heard that. It posted up later.
The day it happened, I went over to the Highland Liquor and fucking, as I'm walking in.
They're Scoob, watching it?
Scoob's walking out, watching it on his phone, while the guy running the register and everything is watching it on CNN.
When'd you go to fucking, when'd you go to Highland?
Whatever day it happened. So,
married now? Did you talk about it?
Didn't mention it, but yeah, he's married because
he's got his ring on everything.
Yeah, no, yesterday I think it was when Steph and I went to the grocery store with Alistair, we ran into his mom.
Did she call you a dumbass?
No. Actually, she was very nice.
Not nice when every time anyone else meets her.
Well, it's not the first time I met her, but she was really nice. We actually stood there for like 30 minutes just chatting.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Well, that's pretty believable.
I don't know if she did. Hmm. I don't think she did.
I think she's glad he's out of her house.
Yeah. Well, she did talk about how, she's a good one. She's good for us, Steven. Cooks the food, takes care of him. Good man, doesn't treat him bad.
She was a good man.
Well, no, he loves his mom. Like, he's going to take care of him. She's not there. Some things that he did, even though she probably yelled at his ass for not doing many things.
Actually, I think she was pretty much glad he was
out. Yeah, and I figured she is kind of glad he's out. But also, at the same time, there are small things that she did for him that he was there to do.
Yeah.
And now he's not there. She's kind of just by herself, I think, now.
I think she seemed genuinely happy.
Oh, yeah, she's glad. She's probably happy for someone found a nice girl.
Yeah, as opposed to his ex-wife.
Some crazy bitch.
Fuck yeah.
A nice fucking what is she? She's a weird religion, isn't she?
Who, his new wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a wacky fucking religion.
I'm trying to think of what it is. It's not Mormon.
She's a Jehovah's.
Jehovah's. She's a Jehovah's Witness, yeah.
Yeah, as I said, a wacky religion.
She's black. Well,
then his mom even said that that's like her only complaint is that she's Jehovah's.
Jehovah, yeah.
She must be black.
Because, yeah, she said she has no problem with people's religion. She likes them all.
She must be black because she's Jehovah?
Yeah.
She is black, but that's weird how you made that assumption. That's why.
Because most black people are Jehovah's Witness.
My ex, I had an ex that's fucking her.
I had
her
my
dad was
ex,
Catholic
actually,
and her mom was Jehovah. And
she lit my ex to the two houses down.
Her mom was Jehovah, yeah.
She was actually Jehovah's Witness. And for her birthday,
I've known some of
them.
They don't celebrate birthday.
Yeah, no. I got her an iPod for her birthday and she wouldn't accept it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, I thought was kind of rude.
Yeah.
Even though she didn't.
She could have just accepted it as a gift itself. Oh, cool. Right on.
I don't know what this means. Why'd you give me this?
Because
that was a date.
I loved dating her because it was really cheap.
I never had to celebrate shit.
Yeah, that's right. Christmas? What's that?
I loved it.
I got all the. Why'd you get all these things? Like, it's Christmas. What the fuck? Why?
But yeah, I still expect
her. Why do they give you things?
I still expect her to buy me stuff, though.
Yeah, but that won't happen.
Yeah, because you
know. Can you buy stuff for them randomly?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they accept that. So
yeah.
Day after.
No. It's already too late by then. All meaning is lost.
Wacky religions.
After they accepted it, it's like, haha, that was for your birthday. You gotta keep it out. She throws it on the ground, breaks it.
Nah, she's too nice for that.
And yet she was a bitch enough to turn down a present.
Doesn't make her a bitch.
I didn't say she was a bitch. Said bitch enough.
She's hot, so I don't really give a fuck.
She's still Jehovah's.
Mine wasn't Jehovah though.
She was.
Her mom was Jehovah.
I say she was Seventh Day Adventist.
No, her mom was Jehovah. Dad was fucking Catholic.
What a fucked up family.
Yeah, that had to make holidays seem really weird.
It was. Because you have this whole Catholic family that celebrates all these things, and then mom won't give a shit about her. Broken enough.
So did it, like, meet on a middle ground, just light a menorah?
Is your sweater reversible, Steve? I mean, Jason.
How do you go from weird religions and the fucked up holidays they don't celebrate to a reversible sweater?
My Beetlejuice fucking jacket? Yeah, that was mentioned in episode 2.
ADD.
That was before you. ADD. It was mentioned in episode 2.
What?
We mentioned this before we started the show. With you, before you came to the show.
So it's new to him.
It's new to him. Okay, this is my Beetlejuice jacket. It reverses to Beetlejuice. Yeah.
Prove it.
Yeah, say it.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
I'm not doing it.
Nothing happened. It's too cold to want to take off and flip around. That's
exactly why I don't want to do it. I start singing that a Belafonte song. The Shake Sonora.
Shake Sonora. Shake your body right. Work Sonora. Work it all the time.
I was playing the drive thru one day and in front of I was at Jack in the Box.
Come in, me wanna go.
And fucking who was in front of us? Oh, fucking Bryce's brother, fucking from the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Lance is in front of us. And you just hear him fucking, he opens his fucking, the top of his fucking car, like, yeah.
Yeah, on the whole Beetlejuice note, I was going to say.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. Well, you guys already know, Thursday one of my friends passed away.
Wait a minute, what?
I told you to.
Not that, but how do you make that connection?
I'm going to explain it.
They were supposed to get married.
He's in the netherworld?
No.
You got attacked by sandworms?
Yeah, that's right. No.
I thought this would be the end, that's why.
No, it was kind of sad because, you know, he passed away. They were planning on getting married on Thursday, or not Thursday, sorry, on Halloween, and it was going to be a Beetlejuice-themed wedding.
Oh,
see, my friend was actually going to dress as Beetlejuice for their marriage.
Wow, that's some memories right there.
Yeah. Which I thought was actually really cool. That it was like, yeah, they were going to go for a whole themed wedding thing like that, and he was going to go as Beetlejuice. That'd have been cool.
Not to make fun of your friend, but isn't he going to be buried as Beetlejuice?
No, he's going to be buried
under egg carton foam and shit. Or what?
It's a sand whip casket.
No, he's going to be buried at the Riverside. Army base, you know, the whole.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that Barton?
I don't remember.
Oh, wait.
So I'm Barton.
That's Riverside. Not Barton, that's not Riverside. That's Loma
Linda.
Yeah. I have a lot of family members buried in that one. Most of my family's buried in that one.
Yeah, it's
I know there's a military one in Barton.
But, yeah, that's what I did Thursday. I
think so.
Because, Wednesday night I went over there.
I think there's a section for military in that.
Yeah.
That place.
No, because Wednesday
night. It's that front part where the big ass mural was.
Wednesday night, I went over there. Plan was to stay the night.
So local references. Yeah.
The plan was I was going to stay the night so his kids can go up to Victorville. Local reference. Where they live.
It only worked once when I did it again.
I know.
Stupid Steve.
Excuse me.
Local reference.
And so his fiance can get some rest and everything. You know, I stayed up all night, give him his medicine and everything. He ended up passing about 5 o'clock, around 5 o'clock that morning.
What did he die of?
Cancer. Actually, he had extreme cancer.
Of everything.
Yeah, it was like all through him. And he didn't know it. None of them knew it. That's why he drank. He did, in the end, drink a lot. He was going through like a pint of vodka a day.
Was he getting real skinny and shit?
He eventually did. But what happened is he was drinking so much, it caused severe cirrhosis of his liver. So they caught that and everything. All right, he quit drinking, but then about a week or two later, he's back in the hospital, and that's when they finally discovered he had cancer, and pretty much the reason why he was drinking so much was to dull the pain of the cancer.
He didn't tell anybody this, though?
Or he didn't know.
He just felt pain and just drank it?
Yeah, well, he was one of those, he was kind of hard-headed, don't show any pain, don't let people know how bad it is, you know, because he didn't want to worry anyone. He was the type of guy, he did not like to be that type of a burden.
Joe's a cool guy.
Yeah, he was a great guy. Mm. Always quick with a compliment for anybody. He was really attaboy to people. You know, no matter what their faults were, he would always find the good and use that to always compliment people. But he you know, if he was in any type of pain, had any problems, he would never voice it because he didn't want people worrying about him because he didn't like being a burden. So he self-medicated with the alcohol and everything. It wasn't until it was, like, way too late that they discovered he had cancer throughout his whole body. Throat, a prostate, colon, intestines, everything.
Wow.
And by that time, they couldn't even... The only one that they could have done a biopsy on to find out what kind of cancer would have been in his throat, but they couldn't even do that because he would have died on the operating table. So he came home, and within, like, a day and a half, he was gone.
Wow.
The only good thing about that is at least it went quick and he didn't suffer.
I think if he found out sooner, he would have suffered more because you have to get all the treatments for everything.
Could have.
I mean, you would have caught it. Maybe one of them you would have caught faster. But once it starts spreading, think about fucking cancer. It spreads out. When it attacks you, it spreads out.
Well, yeah. Well, because
you can centerize where the main cancer is, but it makes these fucking fibers in your fucking body.
Well, it's not even so much fibers. What cancer else. Is, cancer is, it's a mutation of the cell. And even though it's a mutation, it still divides and multiplies like a regular cell does. And that's how cancer spreads. And just by, you know, developing like any other cell and multiplying.
Cancer's in a stick.
Yeah, because I'm having a cigarette right now. But like I said, at least once he came home on hospice, it only lasts like a day and a half, 2 days, and that was it. It wasn't drawn out like it does for some people where they're, you know, months on end on hospice, suffering in mass pain. The bad thing is, at least for me, is that I was there. I'm the one who saw him take his last breaths. I'm the one who had to check his pulse. You know, is he still alive? No, he's gone. I had to make the phone calls. And once his family arrived and everything, I pretty much took over dealing with the hospice people.
What day of the week is this? What day?
This was on Thursday.
Thursday.
He passed away.
Just to reference this show.
Thursday.
To the internet calendar.
It was the 20th. 20th of October.
Yes, it was. It's going to start playing the song. Fuck.
Yeah. It was 20th of October.
Yes, it was.
You know, and to make it a lot easier on the family, I took over. I dealt with everyone on hospice. When their uncle Steve, coincidence there, is the one who found the mortuary because he used to be a deputy coroner here. So he had got him a good
who
deal.
Deputized the coroner.
Jesus,
the coroner guy? Yeah,
sheriff. In other words, he was like the full on coroner. He was, you know, one of the corner light, if you will.
Am I an apprentice?
I don't know how to explain it. He worked for the main corner.
Apprentice?
He was the Barney.
Yeah. He was the Barney to the corners, Andy. There you go. Anyways,
those brakes are so bad. You can hear them all at the light. Know.
So he took over as far as finding the mortuary, getting a good deal there. But when they showed up, when they called, I dealt with them. You know, just I did everything for the family just so they wouldn't have to worry about it. They would grieve without, you know.
No offense, but next subject, because you're bringing a tear to all of our listeners' eyes.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying that's what
that's
I did.
That you're bringing down to the end. That's what I'm going to do at the end.
No, it's over now. Better place for him. No suffering, but. You know, the whole Beetlejuice reference, so it kind of brought that up for me. Cause, you know, I just thought it was cool that they had a planned theme wedding, which was going to be Beetlejuice. And, yeah, that was cool. That's what I did Thursday. Other than that, like you, Jason, I was saving the world, or at least a city.
I was playing Batman. Yeah, I was playing Batman.
You're saving a city.
I'm saving the city.
Full of criminals.
Pretty much.
Fighting crime.
That's right.
You're fighting crime. The city is based on crime.
Fucking Eric texts me. You text me later, but I didn't.
No,
you
that
said
was
that
my
was
wife.
Steph.
Yeah,
said
that was Steph. Stephanie.
Because then I saw it was you. And fucking, I thought you guys were together when you guys text me. That's why I just answered you, because you answered me first. You text me first. So I text back, like, what are you doing? He was like, I'm fighting crime.
Yeah, Jason and I, we got the new Batman Arkham City.
Eric's falling asleep on us. We got to fucking change that subject real fast.
Yeah, it's not a game Eric plays. He sucks. It's a great game.
I don't know if he sucks the game. He doesn't care for it. Eric doesn't care for many things.
It's not a very hard game to actually play.
It's still a great game with a great story.
Can't really suck at that game.
You know why Eric doesn't like it? It doesn't have multiplayer.
That's actually an issue aspect. If it had camp, if it had a co-op.
Well, the challenge maps are just you're fighting.
If it had a co-op, I'd probably be the one interested in it. But.
You'd be the Robin. If I could have been Robin in this game, that'd be great.
I'd rather be Batgirl.
I could be Dick Tracy.
I'd rather be Clueless.
There's no Batgirl. Batgirl was Oracle, apparently.
Yeah, well, this is later on after the Joker. Yeah, he shot her in the spine, making her paralyzed, so she became the Oracle.
Bastard.
Well, he is a son of a bitch. Isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Actually, we don't know that because we don't know anything about him. He's like the only character that has like no backstory.
Spoiler.
Well, you know vague things about him. He also was the Red Hood.
Yeah, that's the only thing you know.
We don't know who that guy was before that.
Yeah, see, you don't know what his real name is. Nothing about him. Nothing.
You can't do that. Even if the only way to do that is if he died.
That is Jack Nicholson.
What do you mean?
Well, if he you can't kill him as a character ever.
No, of course not.
Well, in one scenario, he did die, but he came back. But that was the Beyond shit.
Well, he
but
died.
That's not he dropped off a cliff, I think.
I don't remember that how he dies in that one.
You know, the Return of the Joker.
Yeah, I know.
I think he threw him off the fucking cliff.
I don't remember.
I thought he killed him right after he found out that the fucking Jason died.
No,
Jason was the one that was alive.
It's not that he killed him. It was, it was...
He kidnapped Jason. It was supposed to be,
Jason
up.
Todd, he fucked with him so bad, he tortured him.
Yeah, and then he put that...
You know, unmercifully, yeah. And so he went off the edge. But I don't know if that's necessarily canon so much. I do know of one instance, though, where Batman does actually finally kill him. And that was Batman Year 100. Was the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was done by Frank Miller. And in that, in the end, Batman, he finally takes the gun and kills the Joker. Blows his brains out.
That would just make an entirely different Batman, because Batman would have to deal that he finally killed somebody.
Well, this was, the story of this takes place, like, way into where Bruce Wayne's no longer Batman. Batman's no longer around. But eventually he decides to take up the mantle again. He's like in his 60s now, takes up the mantle again, and, it's a chick that becomes Robin in this. In the end he fights Superman and fakes his own death and goes underground with, Robin and his own accolades.
The mole people?
Yeah.
The mole people.
You know, they actually, there was a thing where they were talking about South Park in the magazine, and...
Yeah, I have that one.
They said that Crab People episode, the one with the Queer Eye guys, they said they declared that one of the worst South Park episodes.
Yeah, they hate that.
Because they didn't think of an ending, and the only reason they just ended it was because of Crab People.
No, it wasn't even so much that. It's They
had no fucking end. They even did...
Which I thought was...
Endings with Crab People are ones they have no idea how to fucking end the show.
Which I like that.
Well, no, it wasn't so much that. What it was is, they wanted this big reveal. Okay, what are they actually? And one person threw out Crab People, and it was a good ha-ha, no. We're not doing Crab People. But no matter what they tried to come up with, they couldn't think of anything. It always kept coming back to Crab People. It always kept... And they fucking hated that idea. They did not want to... In the end, they couldn't think of anything, so they finally said, all right, you know what? Fuck it, Crab People. We'll do it. It's retarded. Don't like it. We can't think of anything else. Fine, Crab People it is. They hate that.
There's another episode where they say crap people, and then I think Stan says, like, no, it's not crap people. I can't remember what episode that is. Where he references, like, he's like, no, it's not them.
Yeah.
No, that was the terrorist episode where they blew up the dam.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. That's the global warming episode.
The global warming episode, yeah.
Although, it was actually Entertainment Weekly magazine you're talking about.
Yeah,
I have that too.
About,
And they have like this big thing because it was like the 10th anniversary of South Park or something like that, or 15th anniversary. And so they even have.
It had to be 15. Because
I think it's 15. Well, they have Matt Stone and Trey Parker's like top 15 episodes and then their 50 worst, hated episodes. And
well, those episodes, even in the commentary, they say people hate.
Yeah.
They don't hate. They think it's like, these are the fucking best episodes we ever did, and people hated them.
Well, as far as I think, as Matt Stone's point of view,
people didn't like the sexual harassment panda.
Oh, really?
Like that was hated for a while. Yeah, you call me, you get
that. You know, me and brother talking about it, and it's like, you know, everyone's talking about all these seasons of South Park. Well, the thing is, South Park to Comedy Central is like Simpsons to Fox. You can't get rid of that show because
they have one more year of fucking Simpsons.
I mean, it makes.
Yeah,
it,
I heard.
I mean, come on. I know, but the thing is, I'm talking about, like, you know, South Park is like Comedy Central Simpsons. You can't get rid of it because
it's pretty much
helped
it made it known.
It's pretty much what Comedy Central is right now.
Yeah. It's their bread and butter thing.
That and The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Well, it's funny because in a poll, most college students admit that The Daily Show is where they get most of their news source.
We make this stuff up. I remember that commercial, and they said, like, they did that comment. And it's like, you know, we make this stuff up.
I was surprised when I found out The Simpsons was ending.
On contract deals. Yeah, they got them enough for one more year, but after that, they might be the last season. Yeah.
It's the longest running show on TV. So
before that was, I think, Marrow Children,
yeah.
And also another Fox show.
I don't think it's so much it was the longest running show as was the longest running comedy show.
No, it's the longest running show, period, like series, except for fucking soap operas.
No, I don't think so, because
soap operas don't have breaks for seasons.
Yeah,
they just continue
every fucking day.
Well, I don't remember. I don't think it was so much the show. When I saw it, it was a certain classification. I think they almost had it listed under sitcom, actually.
Well, there's no show longer, more has more seasons than Simpsons.
I don't even think anything in that could be any other category that's been around longer.
Well, they had like 30 seasons, something. Or
no,
more.
It was 20. This is 22 right now, I think. 23.
Oh, way more than that.
Yeah. Well, I
remember the 20th
South
season.
South Park's like on their 15.
Well, yeah, but their seasons are really weird.
Well, I know one of them that's really, yeah.
No,
South Park is already
at 20 now, I think.
Yeah, because South Park will run a season, be off for
be 15,
a couple months,
right.
And then back on again.
Well, that's how they do it. They do 7 and 7, I think.
Yeah, well, the way South Park works, too, though, is like...
7 breaks,
yeah,
and then
well,
the other half of the
Well, because every week, though, they when they do their episodes, they do it literally. They create each episode by week.
Yeah,
I saw the episode of South Park, the special, where it's behind the scenes thing, and they'll quite literally work on an episode.
That's an actual,
up till
that's
the
actual show now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
I know it's an actual show. I know it's supposed to be a special.
Yeah, it's an actual show where they actually show the making of all the South Park episodes.
Okay.
But it's like a daily.
Yeah, they mentioned that.
Yeah, because they go straight to the they'll record and work on it and record up to the day it airs.
Yeah, they
within like. An hour before it's supposed to broadcast, they're still working on it.
Yeah, like even they show samples and commercials. That's like what they got to show Comedy Central.
Yeah,
that's.
But I know
the
one
commentary
of the,
mentions that a lot.
I know it used to be the longest running drama was Gunsmoke, but then the original Law and Order has passed that up now by 3 years, I think.
Oh, the original Law and Order? Yeah, but that's over now too. So.
No, they still do episodes of the original Law and Order.
No, Law and Order did the last season last year.
No, they still do Law and Order.
Not new episodes.
I think so,
no,
yeah.
Law and Order ended.
No, when?
Ice-T's done.
Last year. Well, they still do SVU.
I don't know if they do SVU.
I don't know if they do Criminal Intent
NCIS,
anymore.
NCIS, PI,
that's
like
different.
UR,
that's
S2,
different.
I.
That's a different show.
I think they still do Criminal Intent.
I don't know. I remember they brought fucking
Jeff
Goldblum.
I think they
I don't
still
know how
do
many episodes they did that because I stopped following it because I stopped watching it. But I used to like Criminal Intent. That was one of my favorite ones.
Well, Criminal Intent was good. I do like
Bones.
SVU. SVU was good.
Bones?
And
like boners. That's what you fucking like.
All I know is this new
that's
season.
A, that's
she's
a real
pregnant.
Criminal show right there. Bones.
Who's pregnant?
Bones. She's pregnant.
I don't give a shit.
That's all I know about the new one.
Bones got boned.
Slut.
Yeah, she got boned.
Her last name is Bone. That's right.
No.
No, this
calls her Bones.
Yeah, it's based off a real chick and her life.
The vampire
story.
Dude calls her Bones, right?
Yeah, Angel. Angel
calls her Bones. They call her Bones because she works
with
Bones.
Yeah. Wow. What a
concept.
Huh? Really? That's why?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Really? Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, well, just like House is called House because he's a resident.
What? Really? And you still thought, like, oh, never mind.
You're still stupid.
No, I didn't know they ended the original Law and Order.
How more sarcastic could I have sounded?
No, I could have sworn the original Law and Order was still going, though.
No, that ended. Only thing I know is SVU is still going.
Then the original Law and Order at least holds the mantle for longest running drama. Because it did pass up Gunsmoke by like 2 or 3 years. So,
what about Murder, She Wrote?
It was a good show.
It was.
No, it wasn't. No, the only thing, I just knew it was after either Quantum Leap or it was after MacGyver.
The only thing is that fucking that fucking beginning song. Ding,
do, 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 do. Yeah, she's typing on the typewriter and everything.
She's all typing on the fucking.
I rarely watched that show, and that's it ran into one of those two shows. I
used to watch it when I was a kid.
Fag.
Homo.
I couldn't help myself. I don't know why. The thing is, I used to watch. Yeah,
when he watched the show.
Exactly. No,
she's
you know,
sexy broad.
There's a lot of things I used to watch as a kid that when I look at it now, I'm like,
he jerks off to when he's a kid.
No, I look at it now, I'm like,
oh, you should have seen him when he was watching Golden Girls.
These aren't even things that kids would rarely watch. I used to watch Golden Girls too.
I watched Golden Girls too.
That was a good show.
That was funny.
I'm just talking about he jacked off to
Blanche was a whore.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She was.
She was a dirty girl.
Which is funny to think. It's like you're watching a show and you're laughing at an old woman talk about her sexual exploits.
Dirty girl.
And that the woman playing Bea Arthur's mother was younger than Bea Arthur.
That one was funny, too.
She
I can't remember her name.
I don't remember.
It's just mom.
They called her mom.
I know they called her mom. That was her, she was her mom, yeah, but
they called her mom.
No, was funny. Just like when I was a little, like really young, I used to watch MASH.
I never got into MASH.
I did.
I watched MASH, never
it was
got
actually,
into
wasn't
MASH.
It wasn't a movie first, and then it
yes.
turned
yeah,
into a show.
Yeah, it was a movie first.
Yes. And the movie wasn't as
fun
much
fact.
Of, the movie wasn't as much of a comedy as the show is.
Yeah.
No, I used to watch it as a kid, though. Loved it. Now I still watch it here and there.
Speaking of Army,
I never got into that as a kid.
Have you watched that movie, We Are Soldiers?
Oh, yeah.
It was actually a really
Gibson?
Good movie. Yeah, it was actually
oh, yeah.
a pretty good, really good movie. The
it was
Vietnam.
A, it was a
yeah.
good movie, but I swear, like the scene that just
it was long, though.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, it was a long movie.
No, but that scene where they fucking, they call in the napalm strike, and it's so close to their own soldiers.
Oh, yeah, they
burn
their own shoulders.
Yeah, and they go to pick up that one guy,
oh,
and
he's
his skin just melts.
The Asian guy.
Yeah, every time I see it, I just go like, ooh, God. You just see their high end slip back, and the
I'm
skin
surprised,
just peel.
I'm surprised that guy was just a photographer and the sniper from Saving Private Ryan. I always forget his name.
I don't remember. But no, when I see the skin peel back, I'm just like, oh, God. So do you have anything to add to that?
But I played Army, man.
I don't remember watching that movie.
Really?
Probably not.
Mel Gibson?
I played Toy Soldiers.
It was a good movie. But now, was it actually Vietnam or was that the Korean War?
Vietnam.
It was? Okay. Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember that in little detail.
Charlie's everywhere. I don't know. It's funny because I watched that movie with my Vietnamese friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. What was that? That movie about the Navajo code breakers?
Wind talkers.
I remember
that movie.
That was a Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. I felt guilty watching that film, guys. You know the whole film was again. You know the American soldier against the Japanese, and the time I saw it, I was with my Japanese girlfriend. I felt guilty watching that film.
Why?
Why?
Well, because the Japanese were the bad guys.
Well, they fucked up.
I watched Pearl Harbor with my Japanese friend.
Yeah.
She started cheering up and down, which I kind of felt uncomfortable.
Really?
No.
Was she an American-born Japanese?
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, was she American-born Japanese, huh?
No, she's about 50 years old, though.
Oh. How long has she been in the States?
Never.
Okay, speaking of, I don't know what the nationality of the guy in the movie is, but then there's another thing, but, like, I was watching fucking Captain America, and they had that one Asian dude.
Oh,
he's like, we're getting everybody.
I'm from Fresno. Yeah.
And then there's the black guy. Is
right.
This 1940?
Yeah.
41?
World War II.
Yeah.
What black guy in there?
They had black guys and they were fighting in the war.
He actually spoke French and German.
He was American, though. And he took it in college. Another thing a black guy didn't
do in 1940.
I actually
remember that scene because he said...
He
said, you know German? And he's like, yeah, I took it for 3 months, but then I switched over to French because the women were prettier.
That's true. He's also a black guy.
African American.
They did have those during the war, believe it or not.
During World War II.
Yes, we had black people in World War
II. Then he should have looked at the black guy and say, we're getting everybody, aren't we?
Did they also have guns that disintegrate people?
That part, no.
Oh.
That badass
so deceiving.
Tank. That badass tank.
Dude, that tank. You said one tank was like fucking 50 stories tall and shit.
Now, I'm not sure, but I think those guys, too, that he fought with were supposed to be Nick Fury's Howling Commandos.
Really?
I think so.
No, mention Nick Fury, though.
I'm drooling right now.
They should have mentioned
so.
Nick Fury. We're going to put him in the...
You'd think, especially considering that, story-wise, Nick Fury was there in World War II and fought alongside Captain America.
Mm-hmm. Is there also Professor Doom?
Dr. Doom? No.
No.
Dr. Doom wasn't there. Because
he was running his own country.
In Latveria. Yeah, because Nick Fury also has... he had part of the super soldier
serum. Did SHIELD start in fucking World War II?
No.
When did SHIELD start?
That wasn't until later. Much later. But, no, because even Nick Fury has part of the super soldier serum in him. That's what gives him his longevity in life. He ages
when they start making
very
clones
slowly.
When they started making clones of him.
Of Fury?
Yeah. I thought he has clones to...
I don't remember him having clones. No, what makes him live so long is he has.
I lived forever, but I thought he had clones.
No, he doesn't live forever.
Not forever, but
you know that movie.
He just aged
that movie just yeah. That movie just you know pushes the stereotype that Samuel Jackson is in every movie.
Every movie
he is
Samuel
in every
Jackson
movie
pushes that stereotype. Like he's the new Kevin Bacon, really.
And he
can use him to get to Kevin Bacon faster.
And he actually put another patch on in that movie too. Because Iron Man 2, he had a patch.
What?
It's the same guy.
He wore an eye patch in all those films. All the Marvel comic films he does, he has an eye patch.
Does he?
Yes. Nick Fury has an eye patch. He's one-eyed.
What the one he had fucking... What's that guy's name? I don't know if the Marvel book now. Never mind.
No, which one? I might be able to tell you.
The one he has eight of everything?
Has eight of everything?
Yeah.
A little more specific than that.
That's it. Like something vague thing I can remember off the movie. It's a comic book movie, and they call me this because I have eight of everything. And he has those fucking two guns where they both have four barrels.
I don't remember that.
I can't remember the fucking movie.
I don't remember that.
You like lean forward in the mic, you're gonna comment, but you don't remember shit. So, or you don't care. One of those two things.
Yeah. Wild Wild West.
I am looking.
That's like a steampunk movie.
I am looking forward to the Avengers, so that'll be a good one.
Boo!
I didn't get they had all those scenes to flash to.
What do you mean?
Like at the end of the movie, you went to the credits and they had that little small little teaser trailer for the Avengers
after Captain America.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for pointing that.
Spoiler.
I mean, a dick. Actually, thank you. But there's a lot of scenes. Like not a lot of scenes, but there's a lot there. But also, like, a few months ago, I was online, and they have new pictures of them with fight scenes.
Yeah.
So they're still filming now, but that movie came out a while ago, and they're filming then, too? Like, scenes already ready for this teaser?
Yeah, they did that. Well, just like they did for Iron Man.
I know, CGI takes a while. I understand that's probably why most of the movies, but, like...
Well, no, just like...
There's, recent scenes of them fighting in the costume.
Well, just like Iron Man. The first scene that they debuted as a teaser was of him flying in the jets, and then he goes supersonic past him. They were still filming the film when they released that.
But that's CGI, isn't it?
No, they do... Because when they write a script and they do a film, they have to pinpoint which ones they're going to use in a trailer. This will be for a teaser, this will be the full-on trailer, all that. So for scenes like that, they will film those first. Just so they have those done.
I'm closing the Snapple bottle.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
And that's why I stopped.
The bottle's closed.
Well, you shouldn't have opened it then, huh?
Well, I opened as much as I needed to know.
Okay. Well, it's just answering your question.
I guess.
No, Snapple bottle's closed. Vending machine's out of order.
I call Steve the vending machine. That's your super villain name.
Yeah. I am the vending machine.
He throws his fist out and jerky slides out his wrist. That's a fucking head whiplash and just Cheetos fly forward. I get bombarded by Cheetos like missiles.
I'm trying to make my escape. I drop a shitload of M&Ms for the superhero to just slip on. Like marbles. You put a five and I still only give you quarters. How you like that, Batman? It weighs you down. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't kill it. What? I can't think of another joke. And Eric wasn't kicking in. Because he fucking... You could have thought of something. You called him the vending machine. Why didn't you think of something?
Was it there? Didn't do it for me.
I was waiting for some.
The funnest even call the vending machine. I figured it'd be all over that. Really,
I did too. I was
that
fully
joke was wide open.
I was
for
fully
you.
Expecting some it's made fat. For you. Yeah, I expect some fat joke like, "Oh, it makes sense. He got fat eating vending machine foods, isn't that?"
Yeah, I know.
Nothing. I was about to laugh.
I thought he said he'd be fat because he ate a vending machine.
Well, his nickname would be the vending machine.
Because he ate a vending machine.
He's like a vending machine.
Yeah. Eric wasn't good for that one. You set him up and he failed.
Kind of. It's like Cracker Jack escape.
Oh, that's my escaping smoke bombs, right? It's a pack of Cracker Jacks.
And you see you drop a bunch of Cracker Jacks, like, what the fuck was that? And you're still standing there.
My modus operandi is to hang out at schools making children fat.
That's the shittiest mascot in the world.
That's no worse.
Hey, kids, want to go in the vending machine?
It's no worse than Kalender Man, which is actually in the fucking new Batman game.
You know what? I was thinking about it. Okay, you know when he talks about see me on Halloween?
Uh-huh.
I want to play the game on Halloween to find out if something happens.
Well, yeah, because that is one of the achievements. It's to, like, have 12 special date things with Calendar Man.
Most of it right now is Halloween. Because he keeps mentioning that. See me on Halloween. He even says it.
When? Because I've not seen anything with Calendar Man.
He's in the fucking courthouse. You go to the basement.
Okay, I haven't done that before.
Don't tell him.
He didn't wander around the fucking courthouse.
Not really.
You go to the courthouse, you go to the basement, and he's in there locked up, and he's just rambling fucking... He's singing that... the
Calendar Girl.
Yeah, he's singing that. Calendar Girl.
Is he really singing that?
Have you done the Batarang achievement yet?
Probably not.
Okay, you know the first one, they had that achievement of, you know, the catching a
okay,
Batarang.
Okay, IGN.
Yeah, where you throw the remote control Batarang, it circles around, and you catch it. That was in the first game.
I know you can catch the remote control one.
Yeah, that's...
You just go back and aim it back at Batman?
Yeah.
I know that.
In the first game, that's what you do. You just bring it full circle back to Batman, he'll catch it, and you get an achievement.
I'll do that.
Well, for the second game, if you do that, it's a Riddler thing, actually. But it's not an achievement. The achievement this time is, you know the mysterious guy that keeps leaving markings?
Yeah.
What you do
the
is...
The one of him?
Yeah. When you see him off in the distance, before you go up to
him. Before you talk to him?
Yeah, before you talk, just throw a remote control Batarang at him and he'll catch it.
I keep finding him kind of random. Like, I went up somewhere and found him. I don't see him first. I kind of just randomly met him.
I look around for him all the time. One of the times.
Once I know he's there now. Like,
one of them that he's on is the Ferris wheel. He's on top of the Ferris wheel.
That's the second time I found him.
Oh, is it? Okay. No, I see him all the time. In fact, the time when you go rescue Quincy Sharp and you're talking with him, if you look off behind Batman on the opposite building on the other side of the street, uh-huh. He's on there too.
See, I met him when I met him, when he first finally, like, discovered himself. Second time was in the Ferris wheel, and that was randomly. I was just going to the Ferris wheel because that's where I needed to be to look at those guys down below. Batman reference, but we're not. That's kind of off topic.
I've come across him like four times, I think.
I got three. I can't remember the third time. It was still randomly. I just happened to be right there where he popped up. I'm like, oh shit, this guy.
I'm always looking out for him. I'm looking. I'm always looking in the distance for somebody with that weird laser thing coming out of his hand.
I didn't even know to look for that. I just fucking just found.
Yeah, that's how you know it's him. If you just see some guy standing there, occasionally he'll lift his glove and the laser thing will pop up. You know it's him.
I'll probably edit this conversation out because there's nothing to do with anything. And well, spoiler, Eric got all happy spoiler. Once I said that.
Spoiler alert for our listeners who are playing. There you go.
No, the game will be done and gone by the time this episode comes up. Anyways, Eric.
That is very true.
Yeah, because Modern Warfare 3 will be out by then.
That is also true.
So you both have them in reserve right now?
Yeah, reserved and paid off.
What do you get for it?
I really don't know.
I get a leak. And some book and some shit I really don't want.
He got the special edition Elite.
I just wanted the Elite. I really don't care about the other crap.
What's the Elite have to do with it? Oh, it's just a version of the game.
I don't know, I'm probably going to throw it and kick it step on it.
It's like Halo Waypoint.
The Halo. You didn't get the Halo yet?
No, that comes out November 10th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think I'm going to get. I'm going to trade in Gears and get that.
I should have paid for that when he won that money.
No, he did Gears for that.
Oh, you got gears for that one?
Yeah.
I really didn't pay for anything. I paid just an extra $30 for anything.
I just traded games.
The rest was credit.
Yeah, I thought you traded some games and then won some money at the bar.
No, I do want that. I do want the Halo comic. The only thing is I don't know when I'm going to actually have time. I'll probably just let you borrow it and play it.
Which one?
The Halo anniversary, because
yeah.
I probably won't be able to get to that for a while on Call of Duty.
But aren't you going to get Modern Warfare 3, you said?
I thought about it, because I think Tim's going to get it. You'll probably get Tim online. If I can play it. I don't even have Tim's gamer tag.
Yeah, I was wondering, because I looked up the gamer tags under your name.
Crazy White Boy.
And you only have like five people on there, and none of them seem like it was a Tim name.
If it was him, it'd be probably most likely called Stupid Mook.
Yeah, see, I didn't see it.
Because that's his name for most games.
Yeah.
So it's probably that shit.
Yeah, because I'll
look it up.
I was gonna look him up.
Unless he's created, like, I think it's probably not that, because he made his gamer tag before.
Mm-hmm.
But if he hasn't, if he had a current one, it'd be probably most likely called Stupid Mook.
Yeah. No, because I was looking on there to see if he was, you know, what his was. I couldn't find it. Yeah, because I know you said you're gonna get it so you can play with us too
what
and shit.
Is it? Call him over now.
Almost 5 o'clock.
Come over now. It's 7. He's off now.
So, yeah, that's coming out, of course. Look forward to that. Now, they do have this thing they've been advertising on TV now when you reserve a Call of Duty that...
I asked you about that, and you said you didn't see
it. No, I saw the commercial. I don't know what it is.
I don't get it.
The whole pick your perk thing? I don't get what that is.
What's... What do you mean?
I've had it reserved
for
a while.
Yeah, when you reserve
now.
It at GameStop, they've been showing on TV now. When you reserve a game, pre-order at GameStop, you know, you get the pick your perk pack.
You should call...
What the hell is that?
I forgot to call him and ask him about that.
Yeah, I'll probably do that tomorrow, because I'm curious what that is, the whole pick-your-perk thing. Well, you're going to get it. We pre-ordered. Just for pre-ordering, we get it.
I want it.
So, I want to know what the hell it is. I'm curious.
What's the one map? Oh, okay, that's not... Is it? I'm going to probably give you some of Battlefield, then.
The what?
Has Battlefield come out yet?
Comes out Tuesday.
Where there the commercials like a golf course?
Yeah. Okay, that's Battlefield.
Yeah, that's Battlefield.
Oh, it's Battlefield. Okay, I was wondering.
Comes out Tuesday.
Now, what I've heard about the whole, because, you know, we both played the beta for it, and it wasn't...
Oh, what
I
heard about Battlefield is that game's going to be a piece of shit.
Well, I was going to say, what I was talking to people about when it comes to, I guess, the beta that they have out is...
They said it's like a month old.
It's older than that. This is something when they debuted at E3 like a year or two ago.
I don't know.
That's what this is. So apparently the game's like nothing like what the beta is, but I'm like,
E3 was in January, so it's got to be like, 8 months.
Yeah, but apparently apparently that's what the beta was. It's nothing like that now, but I'm like... I don't know about that, because why would you have a beta for a game if you know it's nothing like what the actual game is?
I don't care.
Why would you want people to experience something that's not even going to be a part of the game or nothing like the game?
Even if the game is better.
Because then people who play the beta won't have an advantage.
Even if the game was better than that, I still wouldn't buy it, because it's just not... It's not my kind of game. It's just... They don't really... It's not really... It's specific, and you get... Everyone that gets Battlefield gets bored of it because they don't have enough multiplayer game modes. They don't have much. They're supposed to have more of it, but
yeah,
it gets old fast. Once you learn the planes and helicopters and shit like that stuff really interferes with the game, and it just...
Yeah, no, because when I was waiting for Batman, one of the guys talking, I was like, oh, but where we have the advantage over Call of Duty is, you know, we get a fight in jets. So I was like, ooh, whoop-de-doo. I don't play Call of Duty.
You know how long it
jets.
Takes to learn how to fucking fly a damn thing is hard.
Yeah, I know. I don't play it. Ooh, for the Jets.
So
and you know what?
Game.
In all honesty, I love my perks or my kill streaks. I'd rather get a kill streak than fly a fucking jet.
Yeah,
I love kill streaks.
No, and I like how they have the different branch kill streak thing now. They have three different kill streak classes.
Yeah, I don't like how Battlefield doesn't have kill streaks. I love my kill streaks.
I know you do. I do like how they have three different kill streak classes now. And you know they've done away with the last chance thing, right?
I'm still up.
You had a fucking Mountain Dew, that's why you're still up.
It's diet, bitch.
It's no caffeine.
It has the same amount of caffeine.
There's no sugar in it.
I barely drink that.
You know they've done away with the whole last chance thing? Yeah, they've also done away
with Last Stand.
Or Last Stand.
Have Last Stand, they don't have Commando, have One Man Army.
It was Commando.
I actually had a list of all the perks and stuff, but I left it at Sam's.
Commando is where
you get
lunge
to lunge
with attack.
Twice as far as
with a knife. You're twice as fast, twice as far.
In your terms, melee.
Yeah.
I got it. That actually helped me. Not lying. It's not.
I know. And then they've done what with one man army. Thank God, because that was so fucking cheap.
Speaking of man, that fucking playing Halo is impossible to play now. Most people are still playing. Pretty much have fucking uber fucking like levels now. So anyone worth playing is fucking backing out.
I'm kind of upset that they killed the whole level thing. I think every game should be like Halo 3 with their level, because you should only be as good as you are. I mean, if you lose 10 games in one day, you should go down for that, because that's your fault.
Uh-huh.
I like the ranking system in Halo 3 of how you're only as good as you play.
So you lost levels in Halo 3?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
To get to a level 50, you'd have to fucking win every day, every game. Like, once you get to level 50, I mean, playing against those guys is fucking insane. I only got to level 50 on,
I'm saying, like, games, people will mostly play one game with you, but they'll back out, and then you have no one to play with.
If you're not good.
No, just say, like, if you play a fucking, you know, NA game fucking people.
You get back online.
Let's leave. Like, all these people are fucking noobs.
Yeah, but you get back on Xbox Live yet?
Huh? I'm still back on Xbox Live now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'll...
You popped up for me, didn't you?
No,
you haven't, because you've been at the bar when I was fucking playing.
Yeah, I haven't been online
in a while. Yeah, I see him again, and I fucking...
I've barely got back online.
Yeah, what party are you trying to make me to join? Play Batman with you?
No, it's a chat thing.
Oh, I fucking know.
All you have to do is accept it's chat. Well, I tried to do private chat too, and you still wouldn't do it.
Oh, you still need to borrow.
I was mad at you.
Yeah, I know.
You fucked up my computer.
I didn't fuck it up.
I'll play Halo.
Okay, we saw the computer, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was not fucked up. Dude, I told you already.
By the fucking tape painter's tape.
No, I told you. Okay, as soon as I got it, the cords already started doing that. So I assumed it already started doing it. Nothing was broken or not on. And the reason why I was on the tape is because that fucking, when it came to the cord, unless you pushed it in, it would not fucking connect. So we'd have to push it in and then stick it with the tape to keep it hold.
And I was talking to Steve earlier. When I brought it back to my house, the other end of the cord, the one that plugs into the actual plug, that shit was all fucking frayed, broken.
Oh, you showed me that.
And it's fucking missing the fucking
ground. Oh, the middle, the ground cable.
The ground cable's fucking torn off. Like, what
the fuck?
See,
I don't know nothing about that.
My fucking computer.
Okay, I don't know nothing about that because
you know what? Within this time, my cord's fucked up.
Okay, yeah.
A new cord's fucked up.
Yeah, okay.
And the screen's fucked up.
The screen wasn't fucked up. The screen was
your
just dirty.
Your kid sat on it.
Oh. That part, yeah, I know. Dude,
this is left in your responsibility.
I know.
And you fucked it up.
No, I did not fuck it up, thank you.
It's not broken.
Then it's not fucked up.
But it's not in the same condition I left you with.
Just about, except for that part. No, and the cord thing.
And the cord is fucked.
No, I told you. When it came to the cord, that happened immediately. I assumed it already started doing that. And the fact that every week we brought it out, you see what it was, and there's nothing ever said.
I don't look at the computer because you kind of held it to your own because you control the computer now.
No, well, I'm sorry.
You're doing it now.
I'm just used to that now.
Every week since you've had it.
I'm just used to that now.
You're fucking hiding that you broke it.
No, I wasn't. No, I told you when it came to the court, it started doing that immediately. I assumed it was already started doing that. As far as the frayed end where it plugs into the wall, that one was completely new to me because I had never seen it do it when I used it. But then I hadn't used it for like 3 or 4 days before you took it. So unless it happened within those time periods, because you know what? Steph would use it too. Other people would
to tear that cord. You got to yank it.
Yeah.
Multiple times over and over.
I don't know nothing about that.
I mean, this is someone who fucking just every time they need to plug it, just yank the fucking thing.
That sounds like
not unplug it.
No, which actually does. Yeah, it does kind of sound like my wife because I make sure when
Steph's
I do
a yanker.
It, yeah, actually. Yeah, and when she did.
With tweezers.
No, like when it comes like the vacuum and everything out of the wall, just jerk the cord.
That's how she jerks them off with tweezers.
Yeah. Funny.
Those are silk wrap tweezers.
No, because I'm always, you know, make sure when I unplug something, I'm, you know, reach, grab the cord itself and take it out. So I don't know nothing about the end. That one is completely new on me. Now, as far as the overlay wrap coming off, it started doing that immediately. I thought it was already doing that. So I thought that was your older cord. I can't say
when the tape became on there because. But even you didn't even tell me.
Hey guys.
Yeah, the last time we recorded, it was on there.
Hey guys. By the way,
I don't look at the fucking computer, but tell me this just happened.
I, you know, that was my bad.
Otherwise, you didn't fucking tell me. No, that was your responsibility.
That's my bad. I didn't mention anything. I meant to ask
you. This whole computer is a responsibility.
I realize that. I meant to actually ask you about that and bring it to your attention. I forgot. Hey, guys. I'm sorry.
How's this part of the show?
It's better than the Moses show. I like fucking ranting on this motherfucker.
Speaking of that, this is, hi, everyone. This is Ripped in Half. I'm Eric.
You know what? Let's just start
over again.
I'm Steve. Let's start over again. I'm Jason.
You're an asshole.
You know what's funny about that, Eric? Just last night, Jason and I were talking, and how we've discussed how on certain shows we've gotten to the point where we don't introduce the show until we're ready to cut the show and be done.
Oh, when we're done with you and listen to the show. Yeah,
we've done that.
I think that
we're an hour into the show and we're just now fucking introducing.
We did
it.
That with Parrish, last Parrish episode. Yeah. We didn't do that to the almost near the very end. The one episode I'm listening to, I'm listening about 45 minutes, and we have not even mentioned the show.
No, because I know one of the shows we did, we're ready to sign off, and it dawns on us, we didn't even fucking...
I have that episode. I listened to that episode. I was like, what is this fucking little small file? I click the file. It's us ending the show. It's about 5 minutes of just ending the show.
Oh, yeah, because we stopped it, and then we started recording again to fucking end it. Yeah.
No, we did one where, we're signing out. It's like, oh, we wouldn't even introduce the show. So we introduced it, and then we signed out.
Yeah. Making jokes to what happened the whole episode and not even fucking realize it.
Well, you know what I'm surprised by? Eric actually brought this to our attention. Eric, for once, actually introduced the show.
I'm going home.
Leave. Hate you.
Yeah, it's
can
over
I,
anyways.
Can
go
I
away.
Flip something.
It's time for Jason and I to do an after hours. Go
can
on.
I flip something first?
You got to what?
Flip something?
No, because you're going to want to flip the
mic.
Toba.
Don't flip over the table. Don't flip over your drink or my headphones or anything around you.
Yeah.
Flip that cup down the floor. The one on the floor.
There you go.
Wow, I didn't think you'd do that shit. That was your water. Eric's gangster. That's how fucking tough he is.
I'm right. Thirsty.
I give you a high five for that one. Don't leave me hanging, bro.
He'll leave you hanging.
High five in the fucking face.
How about Knuckles?
I'll high five you in the face. If you don't
fucking how about Knuckles?
I'll high five you in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Kool-Aid.
So. Oh, yeah.
You should have been Kool-Aid for Halloween. Next year.
Just.
Oh, no, it's still
just
hot. No,
walk in, that fast.
Just walk in with your shirt off and put a smiley face on your
get all red and be fucking Kool-Aid.
No.
I give you $20.
I don't have anything red.
I give you $25.
I don't have anything red.
You buy $5 worth of fucking makeup and I give you $5.
I don't have red clothing.
You know what I'm going to be?
My clothing is like black. You know this.
You know what I'm going to do?
$30.
I have nothing red.
Hey.
$30 to buy something red.
I got the perfect costume.
Okay, so all the money you're going to pay me is spent on clothing.
It doesn't matter. You got fucking at least $5 out of the whole thing.
I got the perfect costume.
What do you got?
I'm going to go in the bar. I'm going to buy a beer. Draft.
A draft beer. What's the costume?
Anyways.
He's going to pour it on
himself. That's besides the point.
Get liquid
courage.
When
someone comes up to me and asks me what I am, I'm going to tell them I'm a cup holder.
That was retarded. That was really retarded.
No one's going to ask you what you are if you're not dressed like anything.
How do you know?
Why would someone ask you? You're obviously not dressed as anything. You just got the guy.
People still ask you.
You're a fucking asshole with your fucking holding a beer in your hand.
Cup holder.
That's retarded.
No one's gonna fucking ask you in the first place.
Yeah, that is retarded.
I'm a cup holder.
You should just walk around people telling them I'm a cup holder. Just carry your drink around. It's like, hey, I'm Eric. I'm a cup holder. I can hold your cup for you. I got an extra hand.
I'll make a belt. I hold the cups.
That's his utility belt. He is
no, they
beer
have that.
Man.
It's like a
but holds beer cans.
It's a cowboy gun holster.
It holds beer cans.
It holds beer cans. Yeah.
Actually, they have one that holds.
No,
like
I'm saying it's a
full
on utility belt. The beers are wrapped around him.
Yeah, they have one like that too.
My ex's sister was fucking wearing one of those, and she's out there fucking in the yard, watering the grass. It's like, hey, what's up? Grabs a fucking beer, downs it. And this is when she's first with their guy because their whole family is weird, huh?
Was she? Negative.
Probably at some point in time, and not at that moment when she told the story.
That would have been
her dad
hot
was there,
you,
so I don't.
That
think
would have been hot. You
that.
Walk in, she's naked except for a belt full of beer.
No, she needs to be in underwear, lingerie.
Nah, fuck.
Now the other sister has
want,
a story like that.
I want her naked
nah,
with nothing
not
but
naked.
A belt full of beer.
I
that'd be hot.
I like, surprise.
But she had cowboy boots on.
That'd also be hot.
I like the little tease and stuff. It's
naked in cowboy boots.
See, I like her naked in cowboy boots with a fucking belt full of beer. That'd be hot.
Is she white?
Half white, half beaner. Mostly white.
She's a half breed.
60-40.
How is she 60-40?
50-50 and 10% is personality. Mostly white.
Oh. So she has a better half of the personality.
So she's white then.
And they're racist too. They didn't even like their other dad's family. It's like the Mexican family's here. So they referred them to.
Oh, great.
I think I'm in love.
The beaner shaker.
Want to meet her?
No.
Her dad's birthday is next week. Come with me.
Let's go.
There you go. See, foot in the door already. He's hooking you up. All right.
No.
She's way older. She's older than me.
I just want to hate beaners.
You're not that old, Jason.
They're older than me. I'm introducing them.
Yeah, again, you're not that old. Him.
I like my older woman. Ain't nothing wrong with
age.
She
has a kid, though.
That's She's a deal experienced. Breaker. That's a deal breaker for Eric.
Why? I fuck girls with kids.
Yeah, fuck them. Would you with date
the girl
them,
kids? I'm be with a girl with kids.
No, no offense.
Okay,
to
then.
What? You can't ask Steve that.
I know.
I know you're with
obviously not.
Well, you love the girl. At your age, you won't be with the kids.
If she can have my kid, then yeah.
And their kids?
As long as she's
if
not
they
tied.
Have kids and she'll
kids
willing...
okay now you're pushing
okay
it.
Let's say yeah, she has a
yeah,
kid.
Yeah that's
a
plural
kid. Okay
a
she kid, has a kid
I think I can handle a deal with a kid
if she has a kid
how old's a kid
four
that's, no that's a pretty that's old kid
I would not have a kid
no let's
older
say
than a certain let, age
no,
hold, I can't manipulate them
let's
to
say,
be my kid
no I'll say
can let, I be like a mean parent to the kid like no. You're not mine so I fucking hate no. You you're a bastard
Eric let's say the kid is well, two and a half and potty training
if it's over a certain age he'll be like you're not my dad I hate you
well then we'll have a good relationship
no he's two and a half and potty training
and then I can have a kid and I can love him more than the other kid and the other kid turns psycho
that's
and
guaranteed.
Then we get rid of him
that's guaranteed. That's my family.
Then we have to get rid of them.
No, I want to say I want to say
that's what the other one is.
I want to say hypothetically,
hey,
he's
John.
Two and a half and potty training.
Can you bring me a beer?
No.
Is that
then I don't love
Steph,
him.
Right?
No, because he's in that mine phase.
Then I don't love him.
The pooping mine.
Yeah.
Once he brings me a beer,
he's two and a half. He's two and a half and potty training,
he's
and this
a dog to get you beer.
No, he's two and a half potty training in the mind phase to where everything's mine. He doesn't listen to you, and the mother is out on the town with her girlfriends. So you're babysitting.
No, fuck you know, your that. I would never be with a girl like that. You kidding me? I'm fucking.
You're with me. Why are you on the town?
Watching the bitch's kid while she's fucking partying? Yeah.
But you guys have been dating for like 4 months. You're madly
okay,
in love
with her. It's a 2-year-old girl.
Well then,
and she's on the town.
Well,
partying.
in that moment, I decided to break up with her and leave her child alone.
Wow, you're a dick.
So here's some pills, some little rattles, and here's a fucking stereo next to the fucking pool with the bathtub. And I'll see you later and turn the lights off and leave.
Towels on the roof.
You can play with this bottle of pills and these razors. Here's a radio in case you get bored. All right, have a good night. Turn off the
I've
lights.
I've never been in a situation
who's gonna get that
where
joke
I
right
actually
now?
Liked a girl with the kid.
If you got if you got that joke, email
I mean,
us. And let us know.
I talked to some girls that are, I mean, they were hot and everything. She got the worst. They had a kid. You know, I hooked up with them, but
the moment they said kid, his boner dropped.
Actually liking them, that's I like wanted to be with them for a long term thing. That's like a different story.
That's a likest rule. You don't be with a girl with a kid.
You just don't.
I'm sorry. You break a lot of Likas rules.
I just can't do it.
That's because Likas rules are for the instant gratification. And let's face it, instant gratification only gets you so far. Doesn't make you happy, which...
I don't give a shit.
Which neither does having kids, let's face it.
You defended and negated yourself at the same time.
Know
you know
that,
right? Defended and negated that.
It's a double-edged sword, I'm sorry.
Question,
but I do believe there's nothing wrong with a big screen TV with a dent in it if you get a good price.
That's true.
Like
that is damn true.
Like I said, to answer your question, I'd have to say no. I don't think I would date a girl with a kid. Now, right now.
I don't think as should. I don't think
maybe if I had a kid and she had a kid, that works out. There's a lot of people that do that. Kid-kid
no,
kid relationships.
You have something in common.
Yeah, there you go. We have so much in common. You both had unprotected sex and made mistakes in our lives.
What do you have in common? The fact that both of you were on the battlefield?
We have bastard childs.
Well, I think if you have a kid... And you're the only one responsible for that kid. It's kind of appealing. Because in their mind that you, you can take care of a kid.
That's why I have a niece. Like I take her anywhere, and girls just love it.
I was like, you actually say that's my daughter?
No, I say that's my niece, and it's a lot better because I'm an uncle taking care of her niece, but yet she's not mine, so they look at me like, oh, he's not stuck with her. But yeah, he's a caring guy.
If I want alone time with him, he can pass it back off to its mother.
Exactly.
That's true. That actually kind of works. Not a big deal.
Hey,
I think it's still
that easy. That little girl attracts so much attention.
That same thing works with if you had a daughter.
Having a dog.
I was about to say, the same rules apply when you have a dog.
It has to be a cute dog, though.
I don't think that same applies.
I'm pretty sure if I walk around with Sheba, I wouldn't get any fucking attention.
Well, that's because she's a fucking ratty-ass dingo-looking bitch.
But if I had, like, a cute little dog,
like a Pomeranian,
like a wiener dog or something like that, I'm pretty sure I get some.
Yeah, corgi people think you're gay, though.
Corgis make you gay.
It's a gay dog.
I'd say Pomeranian. Pomeranian.
No, it's gay, too.
No, because they're kind of
miniature pincher.
Miniature pincher?
Yeah.
No, because they still look like a Doberman, just smaller. Most people don't like Dobermans.
You know the dog I want is a miniature husky.
That's your ideal dog? What's your ideal dog?
Well, not an ideal dog. That's a cool fucking dog.
If you want to own a dog.
It actually grows. It's a husky, and it grows this fucking big. It's a miniature husky.
See, I'm not a huge fan of huskies.
That's cool.
They're pretty, but...
Okay, what would you want as a dog? If you had to choose a dog.
An English Mastiff.
What the fuck is that?
One that can take care of Steve.
You don't know what a Mastiff is?
I don't know about dog breeds.
The Bull Mastiff.
I'm very limited on dog breeds.
It's a pretty big fucking dog.
The Mastiff is actually the biggest dog in the world.
Why would you want a big fucking... I'm not a fan of big dogs.
No, see, I like big dogs.
I thought a Great Dane was.
Big dogs take...
No, they're really tall, but as far as like overall girth, height, everything... I mean, dude...
Actually, there's a dog in Africa
their
that's
paw
bigger than
alone,
that.
Their paw alone is bigger than your fucking head. They're huge.
Oh, you're sick.
And I love.
I have a joke already, so don't.
No, that's
just
fine.
Stop talking.
No, I love these things.
One, two, three, go.
Yeah, they're great. I mean,
may I get a cigarette because I need.
Yeah,
a
as big
for
as
my
they are.
Finale. Once I do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, as big as they are, they can be very scary looking. They're very docile, very loving. They just chill, lounge around. I mean, I can totally picture.
I'm still listening.
Yeah, I know. I can totally picture like we have our, my family and I, we have our own place. We're kicking back, watching a movie, me and Steph on the couch, and all three of the kids laying against
it's
the dog.
It's like that
gets
scary
a fucking
movie with the dog that fucking kills people. But anyway, that's not my joke.
Oh, fuck, not Cujo. I know what you're talking about, though. Man's Best Friend.
Man, there you go.
Yeah. Man's Best Friend.
I was going to name it. Let's see if you guys name it.
No.
The Stephen King
movie. Yeah, the Stephen King.
Stephen King movie.
No, Cujo's Stephen King.
Well, that's what I was referring to. That was my reference.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about
Man's
Best Friend.
That's a good movie, too.
The Rottweiler that has all the different animal DNA.
I'm thinking of that big-ass fucking dog, which is Cujo and shit.
Yeah, he was a St. Bernard,
okay,
which is about half the size of a Mastiff.
Okay.
Can I
do my joke?
Huge. Yeah, go ahead.
So he wants to be a Mastiff debater.
No, it's like people who get dogs, people end up looking like they're fucking dogs. And Steve's ideal dog is a big ass fucking dog.
Yeah, I'm huge. We get that. That joke's old. Thank you.
And then all the kids.
No, it's still made you crack up.
And all
the first thing you tell me about.
And then the family goes to bed and Steve's out in the living room playing Red Rocket with them.
Red Rocket.
What are you talking about? I'm a Batman fan. I'm playing Red
Hood. That's awesome.
Dude, I'm a Batman fan. What are you talking about? I'm playing Red Hood. Buzzing.
What is that, like an
you call his foreskin the Red Hood?
Uncircumcised dog or what?
Well, I've never seen a circumcised dog, so.
Oh, I've never seen a dog that's
a Jewish
not,
dog?
I don't know. It's like,
yeah, a Jewish dog, that's right.
It's oh, like, that's the
because, you know,
the German
it's
dog.
Sanitary.
What's a German
way.
Dog?
A German Shepherd?
No, it's not a German dog.
It's the only German dog I know is a German Shepherd.
It's a wiener dog type of thing.
A Dachshund?
Yeah. It's a German dog.
That was a car.
No, dachshunds aren't.
I thought a dachshund was a German. No.
A dachshund or a car.
Dachshunds?
I thought it was a German dog.
Dude, dachshunds are wiener dogs.
Is that a German dog?
I don't know if it's a German dog.
Okay. It's a schnauzer.
Either way, why
it's
would you circumcise? Either way, why would you circumcise a dog?
Because I hate when his wiener hides.
I wear his Red Rockets around my ears.
Anyway. They make great earmuffs.
If I had a dog, my thing would be a.
What's
border,
your ideal dog?
A border collie.
Really?
Yeah, they're smart as fuck.
So you want a miniature lassie.
Smart than you.
Yeah, you. So you want a miniature lassie.
Lick that up and fucking spill it. If he spilled it, he'll feel ashamed and he'll lick it up.
It's not spilled. It was empty.
I'd want a dinosaur.
I want to be a dinosaur doctor. That was a different story.
That just went nowhere. Anyway, so...
Yeah, I could be a dinosaur doctor. Why not?
Considering that they're extinct.
Well, I can have more time to play golf. Then you left the joke open for that.
Wow. Anyway, so this has been Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
The poodle sounds nice.
Yeah. We just intro'd the show like 10 minutes ago, and now we're ending it.
We are ending it. Again, Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
Apparently. That's are we going name? Clockwise or counterclockwise?
That is my name.
That's a stupid name.
What the fuck are your names?
You've been in a show with like us 10 for minutes ago.
You know that, right?
They yeah, know I know. Our names are. Yeah, way too late we introed. We're ending now.
Jason, what's your name?
Jam Master J. The dead guy from fucking...
All right, they're Funky Fresh.
I'm
Z.
MC Chocolate Bunny.
Yeah. So Jazz Master J and MC Chocolate Bunny. And
MC Slappy Bitch.
Yeah.
Slappy Fist, that's what it was. You said that before.
Slappy Fist.
It was MC Slappy Fist.
So,
and if you're Jason Grunt, you know why. That was just a knuckle.
You just got slapped.
Do you have any comments, questions? You want to rant, rave, send hate mail? Always hate mail.
And if you want naked pictures, just ask.
Naked pictures would be nice, too. But hate mail is always welcome. You can get a hold of us. It's rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com.
You know, I got a complaint.
And any single old ladies out there that want Jason.
What is your complaint?
Let us know.
A single old lady who uses the internet.
And for all you Chinese downloaders, women.
Avoid Eric.
Although,
you'll get the clap.
Don't avoid me. But, you know, I don't think Chinese women are actually very attractive. But you can still... Message me anyways.
If you're Asian and you want STDs, message Eric.
What STDs?
All STDs.
Or slap you in the face with my dick so you get your
bird
lips.
Flu. Anyway, no, bird flu is not a thing anymore, is it?
No.
It's not a thing anymore?
No.
SARS isn't a thing anymore either.
No.
It's not a thing, huh?
Neither's fucking swine flu. They last for a season and then they're gone.
Get some Diet Coke and some NyQuil.
Pretty much. They last a season, then they're gone.
It's a truck.
Scary truck.
Yeah. Okay. What's your issue, Jason?
My issue is with our fucking website holder.
Penicillin, Jason.
With Podbean? What's wrong with that?
No, that's not the website holder. That's the host. But fucking, okay, I bought RippedInHalf.com to transfer it to the place that I have it that owns RippedInHalfPodcast.com.
Yeah.
That's where you can find our show. But... 60-day waiting limit.
Yeah.
For transferring a new website from one place to the other. It should be over. I checked it. It's not over.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it'd be automatic. You know, like 60 days are done.
Maybe
I need to fucking
call. Do something?
Yeah, actually, that's what pissed off. Yeah, I gotta actually physically call them. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Take 60 days?
If you get a new fucking website and transfer it instantly, it takes 60-day wait.
To plug it in.
So now we don't want to do that. So right now, even we're putting episodes that say by now we should own the fucking website.
No, but we do have the disclaimer on there that it hasn't been done yet. So till then, go to rippedinhalfpodcast.com. Just like you can get a hold of us at rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter.
Or was it Facebook/rippedinhalf?
Yeah, you can follow us on Facebook.
Is it / Ripped in Half?
No, it's just Facebook. Yeah, it's Ripped in Half.
And I'll befriend Facebook so you can find me.
Find the
Now, there are actually two Ripped in Halves on Facebook, I found out.
It's a horror site.
No, one of them's a fucking band. There is a music group called Ripped in Half. Go figure.
We should talk to them.
We should. I haven't got a hold of them yet.
Talk to them. Have them give them an episode. Give them a good episode.
I will. Yeah.
Give him a good episode.
Problem is, I have to find a good episode. I've been meaning
There's
to do that.
There's a song called Ripped in Half, too.
But you can find us Ripped in Half on Facebook. Follow us. We're the picture that has the messed up road sign on the street tipped over, obviously.
Yeah, you can have a better symbol than that because that's ripped off the guy.
Well, we haven't come up with our own ripped in half symbol yet. That's what we need. Come up with our own emblem.
Be a piece of paper ripped in half.
Yeah, and you can also
you look at that picture and wonder what the fuck that is.
Yeah, you can also follow us on Twitter at ripped in half.
They'll be mad. Actually, we'll do a trade. We'll sell them at ripped in half for them. Why do you need them for that?
Yeah, fuck that, because then we'd have to do at ripped in half podcast. We don't want to do that. Well,
that's too many letters. We already need a bunch of letters for that.
Fuck exactly. That. No, we're at ripped in half. Screw them.
And we own the website, so those bands, fuck.
Yeah, they are.
We had them over a barrel. We should have to. We should own them.
We should.
Fuck those guys.
We should be sponsoring them, or not sponsoring them.
Why don't you join that band?
Because I'm in another band.
Join that band.
I don't want to be in that band. I've got my own band.
Your band's like not existent.
Yeah, we are. Actually, after Halloween, we're getting back together and doing some new shit. So, probably after the new year, we'll be doing shows again, hopefully, if things go right. Which sucks, because we've had a lot of invites for other shows, including the Key Club in fucking Hollywood. Another fucking prestigious place like the Whiskey. But we've had to turn them down.
So you guys turning shit down left and right.
Which sucks right now. Yeah.
Do it. Just do it.
No, we're going to.
Besides the drummer, lack of a drummer, huh?
No, we're probably going to be able to get him back, actually.
Do it like karaoke.
Well, the semester's over.
No, there's other reasons I don't want to discuss on air, but we'll get into that. So anyways, that's been our sign-off. So you know how to get a hold of us. Please send us hate mail.
I'll be glad when we get mail.
Yeah, any mail would be great, but especially hate mail, because you send us hate mail, we will definitely reference you on the show.
I'm really tired of learning fucking Chinese people to have them help to learn English.
So please, send us hate mail. That's fine. Anyway, so this has been Ripped in Half. In memory of Joseph Foster, 1954 to 2011.